This is Josh Joust with Shows I Go To. I am here post-show with the Whalers at the Beecham in Orlando, Florida. And I am speaking with their live audio engineer, who I'm going to allow to introduce himself right now. Sir, would you mind?
Hello. My name is Dennis Thompson. I've been a sound engineer for the past 40 years for Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Dennis Brown, Frank Sinatra, Monty Alexander, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and a lot more.
Again, I find myself being blessed by having a conversation with someone who has done such amazing work over a legitimate span of time with some of the world's leading artists and musicians. So after the show tonight, I can say firsthand, the mix was great. I could hear every instrument clearly. I could hear all the vocals clearly. The low end was there. Everything I'm looking for in the mix was exactly where it needed to be. You did an incredible job. Thank you for the work you do. And you're in all the crew and staff that work with you, because it's a lot of work that goes into that.
Without them, nothing happens. You know what I mean? It was a great partnership, and, you know, it was a pleasant evening.
It was a phenomenal vibe. Yeah, the vibes were very good tonight. From your perspective, considering the work you've done and the people you've done it with, would you go into a show like tonight? What are you focused on accomplishing when you step behind the board?
For the people's satisfaction, the audience coming and be totally satisfied with the sound and the presentation, the band and everything. Their appreciation is what matters most. My concern is that they have a good time without going deaf.
Yeah. The fact that you're focused on the audience is great, and their experience. The wisdom lies in recognizing that it should sound great without them going deaf.
That's right.
Because it's a concert hall.
Exactly.
And it should be plenty loud.
Exactly.
We should all feel the rhythm of the bass.
We have a saying that it must be loud enough to be heard, but it's still soft enough to have a conversation.
That's a pretty dynamic and interpretive way of looking at that.
There you go.
Absolutely.
But it can get a little bit tested sometimes. Don't think it's going to be all
shouldn't
like
it?
Through cocktail hour business, you know.
Well, it's roots rock and reggae, right?
Everything.
There's some rock in there.
It's all spiritual.
Fair enough.
It's all in the spirit.
Fair enough. To wrap up, and thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to speak with us.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure and an honor. Thank you again. You guys are about to do, or continue to do, a lot of touring, to my understanding.
Yes, we need a reunion.
Right. So, for you, with your experience, what is unique about this tour to you that you're looking forward to?
For me, it's coming home again. For me, this is where it all started. Everything for me started on the road, from commercial sound. After leaving the studio, it all started with this group. So it's just like we're starting a new episode, a new chapter, a new segment to a new generation of people. It's because after doing this for 40 years, you have new people coming up that have never heard of Bob Marley. They only heard his records. Never heard of reggae. They only heard a little bit on the radio, a little bit on YouTube. So this is a chance now to give exposes to a new generation of people.
That's amazing. Awesome. Thank you again for taking the time to speak with us. It's been my honor.
Thanks,
thank you.
We'll do it again.
Absolutely.